Welcome to News You Can Use. With me today is Anna Rowland, the Nazentai Grant Project Director. How are you today?
Hi, Dean. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Let's talk about this grant. Tell me what it is and how it works.
Perfect. I am so glad to be able to be here today and talk to everybody about what it means. Nazentai stands for, a lot of people say Nazentai, however you'd like to say it, but it stands for Native American Serving Non-Tribal Institutions, and it's a mouthful, but that's what NOC is. We serve all populations, but we are a Native American serving institution, and we partner with our local tribes to decide what the needs are. We had a five-year project that began in 2016 that was entitled Merging Tradition and Technology, Engaging Native American and Low-Income Students to Complete College. Another mouthful of a project.
Wow, that's a title.
It was a huge title. But over those over the 5 years of that project that began in 2016, we were able to achieve several initiatives. One of the main ones was to create the Cultural Engagement Center here on the Tonkawa campus. And then we also improved online services as well as online courses. And that grant ended on September 30th of 2021, so that project is over. And now we are shifting and have identified some needs. NOC has identified some needs of the students and the area, and a proposal was written and accepted and awarded starting October 1st for another 5 years. And this one's still in the ballpark of a couple million dollars. Really excited about that. Each year we'll have about $450,000 to put toward initiatives to strengthen the institution and build programs.
And this is mostly directed at tribal students and also low-income students.
Right. That's what the target population is for the grant, but it is a grant that serves all student populations. Mm-hmm. So the project that we're working on for the next 5 years has a focus on building two new programs. So we'll be developing new STEM academic programs and supporting course options under those two new degree programs. One is going to be in renewable energy option under an Associate of Applied Science in Electronics Technology.
Okay.
And the other program area is precision agriculture and associate of science with crop production and turf management program options.
Okay.
We will be using the dollars to renovate space over in the process technology center that's over, I guess, by the...
It's out there by the ball fields.
Right.
There's a, for lack of a better description, kind of looks like a shed, but inside is all sorts of really cool stuff. I know I've seen it once.
Yeah.
And it's for the process tech... folks.
Right.
So it's more of a hands-on lab area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to be using the dollars to renovate that space and make a state-of-the-art laboratory for these classes, as well as the precision ag. We'll have a greenhouse. I think it's a pretty large greenhouse that'll have crop sprayers and equipment that the students can use and learn how to manipulate while learning the coursework for these different degrees.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, a couple of courses that will be added also, or we've got five data analytics courses that are going to be added to NOC's program options. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
Or course options, like I should say, not program options. We're adding the two new programs, and we're going to have more courses underneath each of those two new programs.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really exciting about that to me, Dean, is that I know that NOC has seen a huge success with the process technology. You know, mm-hmm. for the area, I can probably think of at least 10 people that I went to high school with or know through mm-hmm. My kids' little leagues and stuff that work through, the refinery and had got those credentials, yep. You know, through NOC and were able to stay in the area, which I think is extremely important for our community to provide, you know, program options that meet the needs of our local, community partnerships that we have. I know that we've partnered with people like John Deere and, you know, some of those that we'll be working with to get some of that equipment. And mm-hmm. when these folks get done, when they apply for and go through the program, which after 2 years, you're ready for the workforce. It's an applied science degree. So just like the process tech, you can, after 2 years, get to work.
Yeah, and I know we were talking with Dr. Woodblack not too long ago about the wind energy program,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that you mentioned here just a moment ago. These are degrees that people, once they finish, they're not going to have to move or be on the road all the time. It can be They can remain here at home, mm-hmm. Or if they want to, they can branch out, but they don't have to pack up and move or be a nomad with the job. And that goes for the wind energy as well as the ag stuff. It's right here.
It is so, right here.
And it will improve not only their life, but their family's lives and the area that we live in.
So. Yeah, I agree. The probably the precision ag is probably the one that I get the most questions about. You know, what is that and what does it mean? And with the
those were my next two questions.
You can think of it as, you know, technology and farming and be able to use that equipment. And mm-hmm. There's a lot that's going on in the world that is changing. And we need to be able to keep up and mm-hmm. Know what's relevant, know what's current, and be able to have folks that know what they're doing that are from Oklahoma, that are from our area, that are from, you know, that are just relate to our community. So I'm feeling really good about this.
That precision agriculture, if I'm getting the right vibe from you, we're talking about like the technology that goes into this, like using land the most beneficial along with computers, because I know a lot, there are several folks who are now, their tractors are computerized. They lay plot points and then basically the tractor drives itself across the field from point to point, and it knows exactly how to space the seeding and it's very complicated, but once you get the education with the degree, you could go out and either do that yourself or get into the industry and teach others how to do it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure that within those courses you'll also learn the safety of it
absolutely.
And so you won't injure yourself while you're learning to be in the industry. Mm-hmm. But it's huge for everybody.
And this is a five-year program.
To kind of just give you a ballpark of how this grant works, because mm-hmm. grants are, as I've learned, you know, through my development, mm-hmm. I used to be a student here and right. I started as a teacher and now I'm this project director. So I'm, you know, learning how to manage all of this and everything. So, we will be developing the courses and then have, them kind of being piloted within some of the same years. Each year we mm-hmm. have initiatives and goals that we have to meet, for those 5 years and the
funding to support that.
Right. And the funding. And we do have, you know, we already have every dollar named and, mm-hmm. We'll be able to put all of those dollars straight to, our plan of what we said that we would do. There's just so many things I'm so excited about that are going to be underneath of this, not just the lab renovations and such, but also supplies and technological equipment that we can use for career exploration, some VR technology to be able to simulate what it may be like in a field, and not just for these two program options. This is a strengthening institutions grant, and it's capacity building also. So you can use that to improve courses also. So it's not just under those two program areas. You also, we're going to be having career and transfer services for STEM majors, for health and services, for business, for language arts.
It just branches out and kind of ripple effects across
right.
the entire spectrum.
Right. So, okay. There's just so much and so many different facets of this grant that we're going to be able to touch a lot of areas on all three of our campuses and be able to provide those courses. One of the other initiative also is to strengthen student services, which is in the first grant. We did a great job in helping bring in the new student information system and mm-hmm. that entire migration. And I know that we're still going through the integration and a lot of growing pains. thank you for those that are listening. You know, I know how difficult that can be from student to staff to faculty mm-hmm. when we were trying out a new system. But really the programs that the MyNOC and the tools that we'll be able to use within MyNOC will help NOC identify the needs of the students earlier on. So,
and then kind of help direct them yep. into a career path.
Right.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. See, I didn't know all that about this, so that's really cool. Anna Roland, I appreciate you stopping by and talking with us. This sounds like a wonderful project.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to come in more. I think I'm going to have to come in more often and give you updates and things, because I didn't even get to talk. I didn't even get to tell you all about, you know, the Student Academic Success Center that's going to be renovated, and I'm not sure exactly where that's going to be yet, but that'll be a place where people can come and use those VR tools and speak with a student success specialist and maybe even work with some of our.
We are going to have you back. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.